Puri. Into the impeachment of President Donald Trump is underway, the third hour having commenced at this very moment. The first witnesses of four to undergo cross-examination by both Democrats and Republicans today are Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves as the Director of European Affairs for the United States National Security Council. Sitting next door to Lieutenant was Jennifer Williams, who serves as a special advisor to Vice President Mike Pence on foreign policy matters. The main thrust of the two witnesses' testimony today centers on a July 25th phone call that they personally overheard between President Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, where the president is alleged to have suggested that Ukraine investigate one of President Trump's chief political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden. Jennifer Williams was first to speak in her opening testimony.
During my closed-door deposition, members of the committee asked about my personal views and whether I had any concerns about the July 25th call. As I testified then, I found the July 25th phone call unusual because, in contrast to other presidential calls I had observed, it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
A little later on in the morning, Chairman Adam Schiff asked Colonel Vindman's reaction to the phone call.
Chairman, without hesitation, I knew that I had to report this to the White House counsel. I had concerns, and it was my duty to report my concerns to the proper people in the chain of command.
His reasons for doing so?
It was inappropriate. It was improper for the president to request and to demand an investigation.
This is VOA News. A Moscow city court has upheld a court decision to prolong the pretrial detention of Paul Whelan, a U.S. citizen charged in Russia with espionage in